Jordan McDonald, Glenn Mack, now 94 WIP. This hour is sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. We will get to our callers momentarily. Before we do that, it is Saturday. It is fall. The weather is brisk. It's a good time for college football. And my pal, Jody Max, got a couple of picks.
All right, I'll give you a couple of college games, one of which is already underway, which isn't going to do anybody any good if they want to bet it, but you can do in-game betting now. So two of my picks have to do with quarterbacks that I had a close eye on before the season started, Mac, because if the Eagles were going to have to look for a quarterback and Jalen Hurts wasn't having the kind of year that he had, a not top-of-the-draft quarterback, because Stroud and the kid from Alabama are probably going to go 1-2 in the upcoming draft, and I don't think, although the Saints are stinking pretty good to start the season, I think the Eagles would have the fourth pick in the draft as of right now if we were to draft. But a couple of guys that people were talking about as potential first-rounders who both gotten off to lousy starts, and I would pick against both today, one of which is Anthony Richardson from Florida, who has not played well at all. He doesn't look like a first-round pick to me at all. They're playing Missouri today, who almost beat Georgia last week. Would have been the biggest upset of the college season so far. Georgia rallied late to find a way to win. But Missouri's not a terrible football team, but I'm not a big fan of the quarterback of Georgia, and you're getting 11 points with Missouri today. It's nothing in the first quarter, about four minutes to go. But if you want to get involved in that one, I think 11 is too many to give Missouri. The other guy who was talked up a blue streak, who I really didn't like, at least Richardson I was open to evaluate, Tyler Van Dyke, the quarterback of Miami. Didn't like a little bit, thought he was woefully overrated. He's been so bad he was replaced last week, pulled from the Miami game. He's got four touchdowns and three interceptions so far this year. Major overrating coming into the year. They're home today against North Carolina, and here's a name I'll give you to keep an eye on, because you don't have to worry about it for at least a year and a half. We get that much more evaluation time of the quarterback of the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. That would be Drake May. North Carolina quarterback who's gotten off to a phenomenal start this year. 19 touchdowns, only one interception, completing about 70% of his passes. North Carolina's got one of the best offenses in college football because of him. They're getting 3.5 points at Miami against Tyler Van Dyke, who can't play. So give me the Tar Heels plus 3.5. And my last one is, sorry, Freddie Mitchell, I'm going against UCLA. Chip Kelly is undefeated so far this year.
Yeah.
This is their biggest test. They got Utah coming in. Utah got upset by Florida first week of the season, but have ripped off four consecutive impressive wins. They're a 3-point favorite on the road today. I think Utah goes in and beats UCLA by at least a touchdown, so I'll take the Utes minus 3 against the Bruins.
There you go. Give me that great Jody Mac. Sign-off line on that.
Bet with your head, not over it.
That's good. I hope you are.
Hope you're cashing them, not trashing them.
Love that. Always love that.
Yeah.
But by the way, apropos of nothing. So I don't have a...